The important part about cyberpunk is the punk part, not the cyber.
Thank you.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine is one of my favorite bands. I don't know why they've gotten so political.
God, don't start. So don't start.
Uh-oh.
We cut to sometime later, maybe an hour or two, as everyone is taking circuitous routes to get to Safe House Badger.
It's not Safe House. Wolf, Eagle, you know, Alphabet, Badger.
Badger, yeah. I mean, you don't go to Safe House Wolf right away. Safe House Wolf is when shit goes really down. Like, Safe House Aardvark? Okay, everything's fine. Safe House Badger, we might need some defenses.
I don't know how many safe houses Mama has, or if you wanted to find that, because it just says safe houses K. Which I believe stands for knowledge.
Yes. So you have knowledge safe houses, but we've already established that you have multiple safe houses.
I just don't know how much you want to define multiple as.
So I'm going to roll 2d6. That's how many safe houses you have.
Pretty high.
Motherfucker, you have 8 safe houses.
Nice!
Okay!
And then, I'm gonna name all of them.
Do it.
And there's already a safe house wolf. That is canonical.
Okay. Yeah. And Tess and V are gonna know of 3 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have safe houses. You probably have 3 safe houses, like, scattered in the greater Greensboro area, then 3 others that are out of town. So, like, if you're in Roanoke and you need to lay low for a while, that's where one would be. Or
I'm like writing hella notes, just so you know.
Yeah. So just look up the area the cast is in.
Do I have to pick a specific area? Can we just like hand wave it as I have safe houses?
How about when we're in an area, three of them are in the Greater Greensboro, and when we're in an area you can spend a plot point and say one of your safe houses is in that area.
And then moving forward, I'll just make a note of it.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Cool. So that way you'll be like, oh yeah, I have a safe house here. Also, I'm going to let you say, there won't be a contact, but if any time you want to spend a plot point and say, oh, I know somebody who can do that, I'll let you do that.
I do have some contacts. So
yeah.
If I don't have a contact, I can spend a plot point, or do I spend a plot point to use one of my contacts?
If you don't have a contact that does that, you can spend a plot point. They won't be reliable as contacts. You can say, I know a person, they're an elf named blah, and then I'll make up everything else about them. So
got it.
It'd be like,
if you want to keep them as a contact, you spend karma.
Yeah. It'd be like,
which I need to write down how much karma we got from
it'd be like game. Anytime Han Solo meets someone, he's like, I know a guy, and then they either try to betray him, or do betray him. Or try to kill him.
I'm having a lot of fun with this character, by the way. She's got a lot of utility, dudes.
Yeah. So we do a wipe to Safe House Badger, as V is the last one to arrive.
Absolutely.
Running. You come into the door, and what does she see? What's the scene inside of the safe house?
Oh, like, what do I see?
What does the safe house look like, V, since you're the lesser of?
Yeah, I say, let's let you have the description on this one.
Okay. Alright, so, I think on the outside, it looks, you know, kind of maybe on the nondescript side, but, like, when you come inside, what I'm picturing is, like, a short staircase that leads down to, like, a kind of spacious area, considering. And then, like, I'm picturing, like, more stairs up to, like, a loft. There's, like, a kitchen area, some, like, seating. It's pretty cozy.
So kind of like a townhome, but instead of like the whole home being accessed from the front door, you have to go down a staircase and then go up several other staircases to get where you want to go.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I mean, like, it would kind of throw people off if they don't know exactly where to go on the inside, maybe?
Yeah, so it's the secure, cozy feel. Alright, so Mama, Tess, and Twitchy, what are y'all doing when V arrives?
Don Bossy is probably seated on one of, you know, Mama's seats, and Mama's probably looking at Tess's shoulder.
Tess is meanwhile like, it's fine. It's just a stab wound. It's fine. Stop.
Twitch is right in the fridge. I don't even know. There's got to be a Soywiser in here or something.
Soywise. He cast that awesome spell. He can eat whatever he wants.
Don't say that.
Well, Mama didn't, so it's not on the table.
In canon.
But Vero is like, he's earned that meal.
I'm gonna wring myself out in the kitchen so that Mama doesn't, like, bitch slap me for getting water all over the place.
Very considerate.
I've been there before. It's not pretty.
Alright, so as you go into the kitchen, how high is Twitchy's plate stacked?
I'm picturing a shaggy sandwich, you know?
Yeah. I wasn't going for a big-ass Dagwood, man. I was just like, he's going in there for a beer. He's still got stuff in his pockets.
Okay. He's got the meatballs. He dumped the meatballs in his pockets. They're all like, what?
Damn right!
You're drinking a beer, and then just occasionally you reach into your pocket, pull out a meatball, and just nibble on it before putting it back in.
Yo!
God, this guy.
Not the first time.
Yeah.
Look, I'm literally saying one of my dispositions is get the food and get out.
Oh my god.
This is written here.
That's fantastic.
All right. As we go that way. So yes, you are all in the safe house. What do you want to do now?
So Don Bossy is settled in. We rescued him. He said he owed us 10,000 each. We hold him to that. And we haven't even discussed the original, like, cost that he was paying us for. So, but is there anything I can roll or do to help Tess is physical counter? And then how would I go about fixing my armor or replacing it?
I'm gonna say you can spend a plot point to... I think you can spend plot points to heal and... Yeah, you can spend plot points to heal and, like, get armor replaced.
The alternative to that on the physical damage is that Twitchy will look up from the ground where he was sitting in the kitchen, like, look up, kind of prop himself up over the counter, see that, oh yeah, they got stuck, huh? And he'll cast a spell and start a heal spell on that. You can get a physical damage back per narration.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So what's per narration mean?
Per narration would mean when we're so anarchy is based on the idea that sometimes your GM isn't the only person narrating. You're kind of taking turns telling the story. So if we're not doing it that way, if we're doing it with a GM kind of telling the story and we're working inside the story, it's a little bit different, but it's kind of per scene, per short scene or something like that. So
she only gets one physical back during the scene.
She'd get a physical back while we're sitting here. And then if we take longer and I say, okay, during that time I kept that spell up, it continues to heal. It's fuzzy on how that works because we're not doing it the narration method.
Well, we'll leave it up to our storyteller, but we're not in any rush. We're just chilling out in my safe house. So if storyteller allow it, I think we'd be here long enough, depending on how long heal takes, that Tess could be up to full, personally.
Wasn't a grievous wound, so.
No, it wasn't. Honestly, Tess is more bummed about her jacket, just being like, this was my best jacket. He got one of the little studs off that bitch.
Also, when we're in combat, it's going to be a little more narrow. And like when we're moving between narrations, I'll be like, okay, this is what's happening. But now that you're in the safe house, you're in a safe area, I'm going to turn it over to y'all, like, to say, I'm doing this, I'm questioning this person, this is what's happening. Don Bossy is in your room. He probably asked for a hot drink. I'm leaving it up to y'all. What do you want to do now?
Tess is taken care of. V is here. Twitchy's free to eat his meatballs and have a drink. But Mama just requests that if you take that out of your pocket, put it on a plate.
Twitchy starts looking through the cabinets for plates.
And then once everything's settled, she's just going to kind of cross her arms and just be like, have any idea who those guys were, Don Bossy?
Specifically, no. But they were probably Humanus.
You know why these guys were coming for you?
I have made no secret of my contempt, and someone in my organization might have tipped them off that I was going to hire Shadowrunners. It's likely they did not know exactly what happened, exactly why, but any chance to eliminate me would leave the Bossy family in disarray until my son Hugo steps up.
Wait a second. You said while we were talking.
Wait, hold on. That... I have to cut in as a player. Hugo, the kid with all the Funko Pops?
The man child with the Funko Pops,
oh,
yes.
No!
Nice. Cat.
No!
No, okay.
No!
I can't believe you caught that. So we stole from that
no
dude.
No one say anything.
So, and that guy's a fucking loser, so if he takes over... Fuck me. I wish I had my notes for the next session.
Look to Mama and just be like, hey, you mind if I cut in for a second?
Kind of gestures, go ahead.
So, is there, I don't know, anyone in your family that might also be in on this?
He looks troubled as you say that. He looks down. For all of Hugo's faults, and he has many, I don't think that he would stoop to such depths as to hire a hate group to kill his own father.
Oh, I apologize, Don. I did not mean to imply your son. I meant maybe somebody who could potentially be a little bit more, disgruntled.
Yes. Like, are we talking about my literal family or the family? Because obviously there's someone in the family.
Is there anyone in your gang that wants you dead?
After tonight, I'm sure there is. They haven't been open about it. But...
He fumbles in his suit pocket, pulls out a carton of cigarettes, and looks at Mama before.
Nods.
He lights one up and...
There are the... There are the Septim boys that have made known their views on metahumanity. So, if anyone would know what happened tonight, it would probably be them, but that's not your job. I know I'm not going to... One way or another, I don't think I'm going to be around to see when you complete your mission. That's why I've entrusted it to a contact in Charlotte. Named Al-Habab.
How do you spell that?
A-L-H-A-B-A-B.
You would be following up with her in Charlotte. And she'll provide you with the means to track down the individuals and the means to prove that you've killed them, so you'll be able to claim your payment once it is done.
All right. What's our payment?
As I believe I'm dying, you will be included in my state and receive a portion of my considerable fortune and assets upon completion of the mission.
Each?
As what a portion? Group.
As a group.
The GM hasn't thought that far out yet.
How big is the Don Bossy's group?
The Bossy crime family stretch. It's not the biggest. It's not as big as the Triad would be. But it stretches throughout the Confederate American states where you're in right now, which is basically the southern east the south. And parts of the UCAS, which is Midwest to Northeast of the modern United States.
And Don Bossy said that if he dies, Hugo takes over.
Yes, that is the order of succession.
And we have experienced that Hugo's a fuckwit.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't look good, guys.
All right. Don Bossy. How about this? I want you to stay here in Safe House Badger. Nobody knows where this is. You're not going to get attacked here.
Mama, I don't think he should stay here.
Why is that?
I feel like he'd be better at his estate, where he's well protected with his family.
Well, we've got proof that he's not that safe anymore. Somebody on the inside wants him. Am I right in assuming that, Don Bossy?
You'd be right. It would be a very bold move for them to strike at me in my home. But it was just as bold. It was also bold to strike at me in public.
Especially on the day of your daughter's wedding!
Quick question.
The back,
what
like
is
the meatballs? Fucking meatballs. Okay.
He's still what's eating the, it with his fingers. He's eating off a plate, but it's definitely in his
baby
hand.
Baby steps, man.
What's a fixer?
Fixers are the people who put you in contact with Johnsons.
Got
so
it.
You would probably have gotten this job through one of your fixers.
Think of
I
like
have
a
an
fence.
Elven fixer.
Yeah.
I've got an elven fixer called the Juggler.
Yeah, so the Juggler probably was like, Mama, there's a Johnson, real good job, real good paying job. I think you'd be, recommended you to him.
Okay. So from what I'm getting from this, this guy has possibly someone on the inside that wants him dead. Somebody that might be working with the humanists.
Yes.
Because he doesn't keep it a secret of his sympathy for metahumans. Am I getting this correct so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do I think he'd be pretty safe in Safe House Badger? Like, people wouldn't be able to locate him. Am I correct in assuming that?
He probably doesn't have any, tracking. You'd probably want to take away his comms.
Okay.
But after what happened tonight, you do know that if he stayed hidden for too long, people might assume that he's dead, and that would put Hugo in charge of the crime family.
Which we don't want.
Sounds like it's going to happen regardless, I mean.
Not to mention, wouldn't him staying here potentially compromise us?
That is true. But I don't want him to stay here long, just till we get things settled.
Mm.
Yeah, but it sounds like we're not going to be staying long either. If we're going to meet up this contact in Charlottesville, like, I'm assuming we want to start moving sooner than later. We want to start, you know, hitting the road to go assassinate three people.
The rally will be in 2 weeks.
So we have time to prepare.
Yeah, it'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you wanted to go to Charlotte right now, you'd be able to stake out locations where they would be, get some weapons on site.
That is a thought. Yeah, we could start planning.
What is a triad lieutenant?
Triad lieutenant, the triad is basically the Chinese mafia, so you'd be getting a lieutenant in that.
Okay, how big would that be in compared to Don Bossi's group?
It's a multinational organization. Like, the lieutenant you have would be, like, in the former Americas. But, like, he could have sway to, he could have pull with them. You could get some minor pull with overseas criminal organizations. Or, if you use the contact, he could ship weapons in for you.
So, here's what I'm thinking, guys, and unless I use the voice, this is Vero Namama talking. But I don't want this guy to die. I want to find a way if there's a way we can protect him. Yeah, he's just hiring us to do a job, but Hugo is a fuckwit. And if he's offering us portions of his assets, this is a really good opportunity, but I want to kind of keep him alive. This could be a big deal for us. What do you guys think?
I mean, Tess is indifferent. As long as she gets paid and she gets to murder someone, she doesn't really care. She doesn't really give a shit about the hierarchy. To be perfectly honest, she doesn't even probably remember Hugh, explicitly that Hugo is the Don Boss's son and that, you know, she killed his bodyguard. She didn't put two and two together. You know, she's just like, oh, Hugo, like, whatever. So she doesn't particularly care about, like, if this guy takes over the Don Bossi. She just wants to get paid, and it sounds like she's getting paid a lot. So if Mama wants to protect him, she gets it, but she's also not going to really offer, like, she's like, how am I supposed to protect this guy, you know? Like, clearly someone wants him dead.
Right. What about you, V?
I mean, V's not really interested in killing people so much as, you know, as long as there's a fight somewhere, eventually, maybe. She's more concerned about the whole compromise of, like, our location, of just losing territory, essentially, in this regard.
But if this guy gives us his assets and things like that, we would be expanding our territory and resources.
True, but currently he's still alive, and currently people are very much looking for him.
Twitchy, what do you think?
Hey, I don't even know. I don't even... Damn, this meatball good. I don't... What? Yeah. Huh? No, he's fine. Whatever.
It looks like I'm in this hard place where I'm trying to do too much. But I really just don't want to give up on the Don Bossi do this job.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, like, it's also, I mean, you know, Tess would be like, Don, what do you want to do? You can stay here, but I don't think you can stay here long.
I appreciate your offer, Mama. You are good as jugglers said you were, and that's why I'm entrusting this mission to you. But even though I might die if I leave this safe house, I might die if I stay in the safe house, who knows? My enemy, I don't know the resources of my enemies, but I will not let it be said that Don Bossi died hiding in a died hiding. If they want to come for me in my own home, I will make them pay for it in blood.
All right, Dawn. I guess I can respect that.
Meanwhile, Tess is, like, just sniffling a bit. She's like, that was beautiful. Rock on, man. Take him down.
All right, Dawn. Obviously, we're going to take these people down. I mean, and she kind of taps one of her horns. I'm not a big fan of humanists anyway.
I would hope not.
What kind of portions of your assets are you given to,
I guess we should name our group, huh, guys?
Tess don't need no name.
We're loosely affiliated.
Right, loosely affiliated. And then Twitchy's here, like, if it was up to Twitchy, he'd call us, like, breadsticks or some shit like that.
Hold on, this group's called Loosely Affiliated? That's a hell of a name. That's a hard name to search on. Y'all need to think about that name. You workshop it.
I guess Miss Myth would probably have, like, a crew name or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we still have plenty of time for crew names to come up. Also, one of Twitchy's skills is just branding. So that knowledge branding. So that's why you're like,
That really is one of his things?
No.
Okay. No. I was like, that's a thing?
He could have been a corpo. This is why he's got PTSD. He's not... This P-code he just picked up for random. He used to work for a corpo in marketing. No.
Fuck.
So here's what I want to negotiate, because I do have a skill in negotiation. I want a portion of control of the family.
Oh, shit.
So... Yeah. I'm Mama, and so I'm basically going to be like, you call them the family. Well, my name's Mama, and I want a part of this family. So.
Trying to be a maid mama.
So if we take down these people, no offense, Don Bossy, but I know about your son. I don't think he's a good man. I don't think he's up to the task. So I want to be able to take care of your family. Give me control of a piece of this.
Damn.
And
no one's gonna
offer you a better deal. And that's one of my cues.
Mm. Alright, you get a plot point. Roll me your negotiation.
So I have negotiation 3 plus charisma.
So your charisma's 6, right?
No, my charisma's a 5 because I'm a troll. So I can't get 6. Yeah. But I also have a reroll 1 die on all in-person charisma related tests. So I can also do that. So I am going to... I really want this.
You might
want to
edge that roll.
I was just about to say I'm going to spend one of my edges.
I'm walking the edge of a heart.
Because I really want this. So my charisma is a 5. My con is 3 plus charisma, so that puts me at 8. And then I'm gonna edge this, so I get 4 through 6, and then I have tailored pheromones, so I can reroll one of these dies.
Nice.
Yep.
Damn you.
And it will still hit on 4, 5, 6, since you did this whole roll on edge.
Yeah. So go ahead.
All right, hit me up, generator. 5 successes, and then I'm going to re-roll 1, which I have a 3 and 2, so re-roll 1 die. And that was a 4. So that's 6 fucking successes, motherfucker!
Okay.
Feels like there needs to be a here.
Yes! Yeah, He got you net 3 successes. He got 3 successes on his negotiation, and you were very good. That was a very good speech you gave. So he looks down, and like his cigarette is almost out by this point. So he just looks for a little tray to put it out in, so he doesn't burn your tape.
Slides in one. Well, he probably already had one, because if you're smoking a cigarette, you got to flick off those ashes.
So oh, yeah, so...
He probably already had, like, a little crystal ashtray for him.
Oh, I guess who hasn't smoked cigarettes before?
My whole family are smokers.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. I'm around smokers, too. I just never notice that.
Yeah, you're smoking, the cigarette burns down, ash comes off it, so you're flicking it off as you smoke.
All right. Good to know. All right, so he puts his cigarette out in the crystal ashtray you've offered him.
Well, I have promised Hugo control of the family inside of the cast. And I believe once he has control, he will... I believe that once he has to sink or swim, he will learn the trade. He is a dumb child who is obsessed with anime. But ever since that scare last year, he's gotten a lot better, but...
Scare last year? Do I have any idea what that might be?
The Funko Pop.
Oh, okay, so that was us.
Yeah. He doesn't know it since you use the EMP to fry all the devices.
Right. Once again, I'm not using the voice, Meg, so if I'm not using the voice, it's Vero, not
That's
Mama.
That's true, I'm sorry.
And V did successfully intimidate Hugo, so he's not... So if he saw y'all in person, he might retaliate, but he's not going to tell you because he doesn't want you coming for him again. Unless he... certain he can gun you down.
I see.
I got these three successes, so sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
I will need to talk to my attorney for this, but I will grant you power over the members of my family in the UCAS.
What's the UCAS?
So you will get... So I believe to Midwestern United States and then to the Northeast. Isn't that what the UCAS is, Trav?
The UCAS is anything basically north of the old Mason-Dixon, plus a lot of Canada, until you're getting out into about the Midwest. You're getting out to about past Minneapolis, St. Paul, that area.
You'll have to show me a map sometime. How do you spell UCAS?
UCAS.
Okay, so UCAS.
United Canadian American States.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the CAS is the Confederation of American States.
Yep. Confederated American States, yeah.
So I would be the leader of the family in the UCAS.
Yes. It's not like the family is largely operates in the CAS. That's where he has grown. That's where the Don has lived most of his life.
Mm-hmm.
But any people that primarily operate in the CAT, in the UCAS, you would be in charge of.
Okay. So I would get control of UCAS, that is in the family in the UCAS.
Yeah, so any of the contracts that happen in there would go through you.
Okay.
Once he dies.
Okay. Well, I'd like to avoid him dying, but got it.
Yeah.
All right. I give him my big old troll hand.
He takes your hand?
Firm shake. Hopefully the karma I get from this will cover all the resources and connections and shit that I will get from now being the leader of the family in the UCAS.
Oh yeah, once you take out like three high-ranking members of a humanist poly club, you're going to get a shitload of karma. If you're not careful about covering your tracks, you're going to get a shitload of enemies too, but...
We'll see how it goes.
Hey, you're rising through the ranks of a criminal organization, so...
Living the dream, Mama. Living the dream.
I'm feeling very smug right now. Mama isn't showing it. She's staying professional, but I'm like... I would like to arrange some way to get the Dawn home safely. So is there a way I can hire, like, a safe Uber?
Who are your contacts?
I've got a fixer, a Johnson, a street doc, a bartender, the Cutters Gang Lieutenant.
My girls.
Kelly Quick, a company man, and a triad lieutenant.
I can just take the Don home. I can just be like, I don't think they're going to suspect, like, a random, like, the Don on my motorcycle.
How's the Don feel about that?
If you trust her to get me home safely.
Mama just looks at Tess and points, helmets.
Yeah, yeah. We'll wear helmets. helmets, Mama. Jeez. I'm not five. Messes up.
Helmets.
Pulls out the extra helmet that Mama keeps just, you know, in the cabinet and is like, and, you know, drops it next to the Don. Helmet. Just like his face, just like at Mama, like there, happy, just, helmet.
He puts the helmet on and it's rather snug on his head.
So, what I wanted to do, since I owed the Cutters a favor, depending on what this payment was going to be, I wanted to cut them in on this, like, job. But now that I've managed to negotiate such a big reward, I don't want to cut them in on this job anymore.
I mean, you could still cut them in on the job, but just say, hey, the payment is, let's say, 100,000 New Yen.
Okay. Because that's how I wanted to repay the favor, was like, listen, you guys helped me out before. How about I let you about a good job, and we can call it even?
Alright, would you like to do that?
If I can. Do I have to spend a plot point or do anything?
We'll have you call Kelly Quick. And so far we have Mama calling Kelly Quick, Tess driving the Don home. Is there anything V or Twitchy want to do for their scenes?
Oh, shit. What time is it about now?
It's approaching midnight when everyone's healed up.
Alright, well, I'll probably just end up crashing out on the couch and leaving in the morning.
Twitchy, is there anything you want to do?
If crashing inside's a thing he can do, it's what he's gonna do.
Yeah, he's welcome to it.
That's what he does.
Alright. So, I'm going to have both Mama and Tess roll me a straight agility.
And I'm not at a minus one anymore because Twitchy healed me up, or am I still at a minus one?
No, you're not at a minus one.
Thanks, Twitchy.
You'd be
straight agility. What am I rolling the agility for?
Determine this order in which the scenes take place. They're both happening at the same time.
Ah, got it. Okay.
I got one success.
What's your agility, hon?
Is 7. I rolled only 1 5 out of 7.
Sweetheart, what? Darling, my agility is a 3, and I got a 5
Shut
and a
up,
6.
All right? Like, I'm tired. I had a, you know, it was an interesting day. Get off my dick, Mama.
I don't know if I can trust this generator. It's rolling hot.
All right, Mama, you can go first. You good.
I'm going to have to use my physical dice after this, because this generator is rolling
also,
hot.
I feel like today, yeah. Twitchy's having a good day. Like, am I wrong to say that? I feel like this is a good day for Twitchy. He got food and a place to hang out, and he's, you know, hopefully not seeing super weird shit. So I hope Twitchy's having a good day.
Hot in a cot, not a bad day. Better than a chow at the Lone Star lockup.
Yeah.
Depending on how insane Twitchy is, I kind of want to protect him. I say depending on how insane, because trying to protect crazy can be more trouble than it's worth.
Mm-hmm. And yet you still keep Tess around.
I can't help it. She's important.
I still imagine like that. Get off my dick, Mama! Is like in character something that Tess said as she was leaving.
As she's like, that she's saying like, helmet says like, get off my dick, Mama.
Oh my God. The rain has subsided as you and the Don go upstairs and get on your motorcycle. And you speed off into the night to go towards his house. He'll direct you. But we stay on the house, and Mama, you are making a call. Oh, hey, Mama, what's up?
Hey, Kelly. I wanted to, talk to you about a job.
Okay, you know, Mama, I know you don't ask for payment after you do your little favors for people, but when someone owes me a favor...
See, that's,
What's this job?
That's what this is for. This is to me repaying you for the favor you did. Cutting you in on really good job.
You know I'm always up for a little fun with my favorite hoe, Mama. What's the job?
How do you feel about humanists?
Well, that depends. In one piece are many.
Many. As many as we can get.
I like them real good when they're splattered across the floor, Mama. You know that.
Well, Kelly, I've got this job taking out some humanists. And it's paying real good. I wanted to cut you in on this payment. Just because I know I could trust you. And normally I'd keep this to my crew. But after that solid you did me, I think I should let you in on it.
Alright, so, you want us to kill some humanists? We can do that most any day of the week, Mama. What's the deets? As the kids say.
So you know about the humanist rally in 2 weeks?
I wish I didn't, but Neo Twitter's talking about it, Mama.
Well, we got hired to take out 3 of them.
Only 3? You're setting your bar awfully low, honey.
Wait till you find out which 3.
Don't put me on the spot like this, Vero.
Because I'm assuming these are like 3 of the big wigs, so I bet people know their name.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm narrating right now, so I'll name them for you if you like.
Yeah, name them for me.
All right.
Time to write them down, because I'm not going to remember them. I barely remember my own NPC names. Continuity, what the fuck is that?
Hey, I'm surprised, like, Megan caught Hugo. That's insane. I was like, holy shit. Is there any kind of naming convention for these humanist-type people, or anything is good?
Think about what a wasp would be named, or, like, if you can think of something like a skinhead or a far-right jackass could be named, that's perfectly on the table for humanist thugs.
So, piece of shit.
Like, Again, Megan's ingenious naming conventions come up. Posh Heights. Heights.
Yeah. I forgot about Posh Heights, yeah. Classic Megan strikes again.
Pete Oliver Solomon. Piece of shit.
God damn it.
So, the first guy will be Pete Oliver Solomon.
Oh, damn.
Solomon, like
S-O-L-O-M-A-N.
Oh.
Solo man.
Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon.
Alright. Peter Oliver Solomon.
Samuel Malone. And
alright.
Everybody knows his name.
Karen?
We're doing it!
Karen, Jacoby.
Barbara. Oh, fuck.
She, J-A-C-O-B-I.
I see you have as much hatred for conservative columnists as I do.
I apologize for the conservative listening to this podcast. I don't think there are that many.
I don't.
So, those are going to be the 3 people we got hired to take out. So, Samuel Malone, Pete Oliver Solomon, and Karen Jacoby. And,
Shit, Mama. You weren't lying when this was a big job. You weren't lying when you said this was a big job.
You see why I thought my favorite girl would like in on this?
Damn, girl, you give me all the good treats.
That's why we take care of each other. When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you.
All right, Mama, what? I'll bring it up to cutting. I'll bring it up to cutting John. Unless you just want me and not the whole shebang bang bang.
You said his name was Cutter John?
Cutting John.
Cutting John. Okay.
Hey, I'm giving this to you. This is my favor to you. If you want to bring everybody in, it's alright. If you want to just do it for you, just remember, the cut of the take stays the same.
She doesn't if you could hear a smile, that would be like, what do you hear over the phone? Charlotte, you said?
Yeah. Charlotte in 2 weeks.
I'll see you in Charlotte, Mama. I heard they have a real nice sushi place down there.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah. Tess is coming too, right?
Yep. Tess and Good. B. And, I made a new friend. Probably heard of him. Twitchy.
Right before you say Twitchy, she hangs up on you.
You know, fuck you too. Click.
So Tess, we join you, like, speeding along the highway. Don Bossy lives in a, like, fucking old house in very guarded division of Kernersville. So it's going to take you a good 30 minutes each way to drive there and get him dropped off. But we join you as you're pulling up to his house. Like, a guard just, like, draws his gun on you and is like, "Oi, what are you doing there?"
Delivery. And, I wouldn't fire that at your boss, asshole.
Yeah, the Don takes off his helmet and, like, gets off your bike, walking on his cane up.
"This young woman and her... They are my daughter's wedding. This young woman and her friends, they helped me a great deal tonight."
And you see the guard call as Hugo walks out of the manor to see what's going on. He sees Tess and just, like, walks right back in, much like Grandpa Simpson does when he sees part of the brothel. So it's like, "Oh, hey, that's okay, I'm leaving now," without saying anything else.
And then, like, the light bulb in Tessa's face is just like, oh, shit. Blatantly, just loudly, we just like, shit, okay, alright.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, that's the guy we stole from.
Just like, oh. Shit.
Hey, wait, come back. Didn't we steal from you?
Got any more Funko Pops, bitch?
Just kind of not. Just like, nope. Yep, just.
I'm out.
Just sitting there nodding. It's like, "Don, do you need me to walk you up to your doors?"
"I may be an old man, but I can climb a couple. I can climb a couple of stairs on my own. Young Tessa."
Assuming that that's your real name is actually Tessa or something. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't feel like it is, but she'll just nod and be like, all right, I'm heading out. We'll take care.
"And maybe we meet alive. Maybe we meet again alive. And if we don't, may we not meet again for a very long time."
All right, night, Dawn. Tell your son I said Tessa. Hi.
Okay, that seems oddly specific, but sure.
We were talking about him. I don't know. It feels rude not to.
You know what? That's fair.
And he walks up the stairs. The door closes on you. And, yeah, as we see, like, the light of the door illuminate Tess, and then it just closes, leaving her once again in the dark with just, like, two lamps on either side of the driveway as the only illumination. She gets on her bike, Sorry if this is just kind of
controlled.
Tess gets on her bike, takes the helmet off and stows it somewhere else.
Good.
And speeds off into the night. The runners are Vero, Meg, Trap, and Megan. Theming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Calvis for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. or calligraphyinc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at dicefiendspod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.